This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Hamilton Wenham volleyball coach Mark Turiano. And Mark, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, as we talk, the Generals are 7-3 on the season, doing pretty well in that Cape Ann League. There's some tough teams in the Cape Ann League. But, Mark, first up, what is your overall thought on what you've been able to accomplish on the court in the first 10 games this season?
Yeah, well, just like you just mentioned, the Cape Ann League for volleyball in particular is just a really high level of play across the board. So, I mean, it's a league, and we play a schedule where there's no real off nights. You know, there's no easy games on that schedule. So you really have to compete hard on a daily basis in order to be successful in this league. So we obviously talk a lot about that, and I think us, like most teams, are really kind of battling for consistency. You know, we've been so far able to have some really good wins. We beat Linfield in 5 early this year, which was a big win for us. We beat Newburyport in 4, which was a really big win for us as well. And then for non-league, we were able to beat Masco in 5 this past week too. So those are some wins that I know the girls are really proud of, because they worked really hard for those, and those are some programs that we haven't beaten in a few years. So we're hoping to build off of that, keep some of that momentum going as we hit the second half of our schedule over the next month.
I don't have all my notes. I mean, I wrote a few notes down here, but didn't you have a 3-set win just the last few days? A 5-set, match set. Who was that against?
That was against Masco. So they came to our place this past week, and it ended up being 16-14 in the 5th set. So.
Yeah.
Nail biter.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's great. Yeah. So, and obviously they have a lot of numbers there at Masconomet. So let me have you tell us about some of your players on Hamilton Wenham volleyball this year.
Yeah. So we're fortunate to have a pretty solid varsity roster, and then some good kids coming up through the ranks in the JV and JV2 levels as well. I mean, in regards to the kids that have really been impressing me a lot this year, and especially recently, one of our seniors, Gabby Campbell, is really the one who carries our offense. You know, she does just so much for us on the offensive end, where we'd probably have to rework everything we do if we didn't have her offensively, especially. Also, our senior setter, Hannah C, is just really progressed a lot since last year. And she's someone who has taken over the reins from Amber Scanlon, who was a starting setter for us for several years before that. You know, left some big shoes to fill, and you know, Hannah has really kind of stepped in and has frankly exceeded my expectations and what she's been able to do this year for us. Also, our other senior captain, Maddie Wilson, is kind of that next offensive option that we have, and a pretty good well-rounded player too. And all three of them being seniors have definitely kind of taken a leadership role, and you know, are pretty vocal about it, and have all been able to be on-court contributors for us as well.
Mark, when you this may be a sound like a dumb question. Well, not I won't call it I'll call it a dumb question. But what do you think the difference is between winning a 5-set match and losing it? What as a coach, what do you see as the events or what your players do?
Yeah, well, it's funny you ask that, because that's something that I actually think about a lot, especially after we have some of those tight 5-set matches that we've had this year. Because the margin between winning and losing and the difference is so minimal, but the takeaway can be so drastically different.
Yeah.
And it's something where, in my experience in volleyball, teams typically are either really good in those close 5-setters or they really struggle in those 5-setters. And there's very few teams that kind of go 500 or close to 500 in those. And I think a lot of that just comes down to a lot of the kind of intangible stuff, a lot of the mental stuff, and, you know, being able to maintain focus and energy throughout a 5-setter, which is a lot, because it's usually 2.5 hours of going at it and competing, and being able to really kind of impose your game plan and what you want to do on the other team after you've been playing for a couple of hours. So I'm really proud of the kids we have on the team now, that the couple of close games that we've had this year, they've pulled all of them out so far. And I think that speaks to their, their fortitude and their focus and their ability to be a mentally tough team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that all makes a lot of sense. And I know you have five setters, and yet there are times when even with a five setter, you have matches, if you will, that are not that close in some cases. They go either way, right?
Exactly. And, that's one of the unique things about volleyball is that you can get your butt kicked in a set, or you can kick somebody else's butt in a set, and that next set it starts at 0-0 again. So, you have to go out there and do the work again. And, we talk a lot with our kids about kind of consistency of focus and being able to be present in the moment and have your focus be on the point at hand. Now, the most important point is the one that is about to happen or the one that's currently being played. And, it's a difficult thing to do, to be able to kind of look through everything that has happened over the course of a game and just kind of maintain your focus on the very, the very small piece that is the now or the present point. But it's just so important being able to, move past mistakes when they happen, and, bad sets will happen, even the good teams, and being able to move past that and kind of get yourself back on track and rolling again.
Maybe I'm going in too deep here, but the players rotate, right, when point after point, right? And so the matchups on the rotations would make a big difference too, I would think, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep. Yeah, so that's something where, just getting over a cough right now. but yeah, that's something where, I try and get out and scout the teams as much as I can and kind of get a sense of what they're doing and kind of what their rotations are like. And obviously, use who we have and what we have as advantageously as possible there. But yeah, that's a big thing. And, one thing that we've really been working on this year too is just being able to consistently implement game plans that are specific to different teams. Because I think, we're at a point now where we have a pretty good, well-rounded skill set. Our kids can play the game, and now it's being able to kind of take that skill set, to take what they can do and be able to use it in specific ways against specific opponents to, obviously really drive home what we do best and hopefully attack, weak spots that other teams may have.
Yeah. Mark, I know that I just kind of have a question. I know you, as a high school, you get players that walk onto the team and play and so on. But where are we now with the high schools? Where are there, what kind of elite players are there at the high school level in the Cape Ann League? And, where do they go afterwards? Some of them are going on to play at college. Some aren't, obviously. Tell me about that mix, the Cape Ann League, the Northeastern Conference, because obviously you got a lot of players, obviously, that will not go on and play at the college level. And that's great, what I'm saying, that they're on the team and so on. But fill me in a little bit more on that.
Yeah, so the Cape Ann League as a whole has churned out actually some really exceptional college-level players over the past couple seasons, especially. I mean, just looking back to last year, one of the girls who graduated from Ipswich, Grace Sorensen, she's playing at Bryan right now at the D1 level. Ella Guzman from Linfield is playing and getting a lot of court time at Merrimack at the D1 level. So, just last year we had two kids come out of our league that are playing on D1 rosters right now. So, and then I know before that, a couple years before that, a setter from Newburyport is on the roster at Purdue right now, which is a top 20 D1 team in the country. So there's been some really high-end exceptional talent coming out of the Cape Ann League recently. And I know when you look at Cape Ann League and Northeast Conference too, there's a pretty good number of players that have kind of gone on to a lot of D3 schools in the Northeast and a couple D2 schools as well. And, volleyball at the collegiate level has really exploded a lot recently over the past 5 to 10 years. So there's a lot of opportunity out there. Volleyball recently became the most participated in girls team sport in the country. So there's a lot of people playing. I think colleges are realizing that that a lot of people are playing. It's also a great spectator sport too. So it's fun to see some players that we've been competing against at the high school level be able to take their skills and their talents onto the collegiate level after they graduate.
No, you're right. It actually is a great spectator sport. So folks should look at the papers and find out when local teams are playing and maybe show up. And because it is a great take. I did have a daughter that played, and she was a kind of a walk-on thing, never not going on to college and stuff. But you know, when the numbers that you mentioned, Mark, are very representative or overrepresentative of other sports as far as kind of D1 participation. That sounds great to me. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, as someone who's been around volleyball in New England for about 15 to 20 years now, you know, 15 to 20 years ago, New England as a whole was not sending very many kids to play at the Division I level for volleyball. But, I mean, the game, both high school and then club volleyball as well, has really grown a lot in regards to, you know, not only participation numbers, but level two. So now, when you look across New England, the number of kids that are coming from our region that are going on to play at a good level collegially is exponentially higher than it was.
Well, Mark, is there anything else you want to share with us? You know, I've asked a lot of questions here, gone into it, but is there anything else about your team, your players, or anything else, coaches, that you want to share with us about Hamilton Wenham Volleyball?
Yeah, well, kind of continuing on along some of what we were just talking about, you know, past few home games for us, our students, you know, our community has really come out, and, you know, we've had some great home crowds. So hey, if anybody's listening to this, you know, keep up the good work, because you know, those really close five-set wins we've had have all been at home, and a piece of that is the crowd that you have there helping you out, kind of cheering the team on, cheering the players on, and showing their support there. And, you know, if people aren't coming out, I challenge them to come out, because it is a pretty good take. And it's something where, a couple players that I just want to give a little shout-out to as well. One of our juniors, Ava Days, our libero, who's really kind of been the workhorse under the defensive and serve receive end for us. And, I mean, that's a job where a lot of times players don't get a lot of credit, because it's not really the flashy thing to do. You know, you're not getting kills. You're not putting the ball away. You know, people who don't know as much about the game are probably overlooking a lot of what happens. But it's really kind of the backbone and the key to everything that we do, and allows the offense to run, and the players who do get to put the ball away to look cool and get their name in the papers. So shout out to Ava Day for all the work she does.
And that's setups, you were saying, right? Setups?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, that's absolutely true. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, Mark, you know, as an adult playing here and there, you get involved with a game somewhere, you know, obviously not competitive, but you immediately realize that the setup person is probably the most important person, could be in many ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree.
All right. So now you mentioned home attendance, but your next game, though, is Tuesday. That's on the road, right, at Essex Tech. So when would the next home game for the Generals be?
Yeah. So Tuesday we're at Essex Tech, and they have a really strong team this year. They have some phenomenal players. So that's going to be a really good test for us. They did beat us early this year when they came to our place. So hopefully we'll be able to put up a little bit of a better performance against them, but I'm looking forward to that opportunity just to compete against a really strong team. And our next home game is Thursday against Pentucket, who's coming here. And that one will actually be varsity playing first, so varsity will be at 4 p.m. on Thursday.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Mark, thanks so much for joining us and sharing this on the team. Congrats to you and the players for what you've been able to accomplish so far this year, and best of luck in the second half of the season.
Hey, thank you so much. And again, thanks for having me on.
Yep, very much enjoyed having you here. Mark Turiano, the volleyball coach at Hamilton Wenham High School, with us here at msonewsports.com.